My name is Kelly Sulik, and I am the flute professor at UVA, and I also play principal flute in the Charlottesville Symphony and with the Albemarle Ensemble, which is our faculty woodwind quintet, and also in the Ecosono Ensemble, which is an environmentally focused group filled with professors from UVA and folks around North America. One thing that's really important to me is making sure that everyone has opportunities to music making, and sometimes there can be barriers, whether they be financial or otherwise. So I think it's really important that we keep music making as democratic as possible, keep it as open as possible. Sometimes classical music is criticized for being elitist, and in some ways it can be when I think about how much my instrument cost and how hard it was for my parents to rent an instrument for me in sixth grade. I almost didn't get to do music, and it's a shame to think about that. So many of our musical opportunities are tied to money. I think of expensive summer festivals I never got to attend because we couldn't afford them. So I want to make sure that everyone knows that music is something for everyone, and anyone can play an instrument if they want to. And it does not have to be this snooty, you know, uptight thing. And I think classical music does sometimes get that reputation. I just want to make sure everyone knows that it's kind of, it's democratic, it's accessible, it's not snobby, it's for everyone, no matter what you look like, no matter how much money you have. So just making sure that people feel open to it and that it feels accessible to them is super important to me. So I've been working on that. Back when events were a thing, I would host an annual flute festival at UVA, and it's very important to me that it be free to the community. So luckily UVA has very generously sponsored it to make it accessible. And I've had people attend and say, thank you for keeping this free. I can't afford lessons, so I come to this. And that to me is just like, that's why I do what I do, is to bring this to everybody. That festival, unfortunately, we can't do this year for obvious reasons, but we're hoping it will return next year. And in the meantime, we're creating as many kind of accessible and free events online as possible. Middle school bands actually usually do a really great job of making sure students can get free instruments. If they want to play, they get an instrument in their hands. Private lessons are usually a barrier too, because they're expensive. I was very lucky with my middle school band program that the band boosters paid for half of the private lessons for you. So your lessons were half price if you wanted lessons. And I credit that to why I got where I am, because I was able to start private lessons right away and kind of follow my interest beyond where the other kids in band were playing. So I was able to go at my own pace and discover new things more quickly, which was really great.